The scripture today is from Philippians 2, verses 1 through 11. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That is the name of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Blessings.
Though the logistics are often challenging, it is a privilege to see things we might not see in the same way before. Other people's living rooms, that sort of thing, to get pictures into their lives. It's one of the upsides of this. If these were different times, I would have suggested this, and I feel like you would have said, yes, let's do it. A congregation we were a part of in Richmond, Virginia, on World Fellowship Sunday and on Pentecost Sunday, we would have a fellowship meal, and we would bring the foods from other cultures, other places that we might have been, that we identify with. It was one of my favorite times, trying all these different foods, and we have a little sign next to who brought it and what it was. And it was a connection around the world. I enjoyed that, even though I grew up on meat and potatoes, basically. It was a learned thing, and eventually another kind of privileged. I never set foot in another country until I was 21. And then it was a big deal. I was in college, spent a semester on three continents, basically 10 different countries. We met Egyptians, Jordanians, Israelis, Palestinians, and Europeans, to lump them all together. And it was a life-changing experience, like jumping into the deep end, meeting all these wonderful people from various places. It was only years later, a book by Rick Steves called Travel as a Political Act described the conspicuous choice and the conscious choice we make when we go somewhere else to get outside of our own comfort zone and to meet other people where they are, to go past our own borders that we protect so easily, so readily. No doubt, travel is a privilege. It takes initiative and a passport and money, usually, to get somewhere else, although you can do it on far less than you think. And you can be a little adventurous if you choose to. With our children some years ago, we drove through Germany and Switzerland without many plans, really. We didn't know where we were staying most nights, but we just kind of did it. We followed a guidebook to see some sites that were not really on the tourist path. A cave where Anabaptists met in secret. A plaque at the Limont River where Felix Mons had been drowned. And because he was baptized by his friends and not officially. In another house not so far away, where we also found a plaque honoring the place where on January 21st, 1525, the Anabaptist movement began, at least as we look back on it, almost 500 years ago. So every January, as Merle said, the church bodies that are part of the Mennonite World Conference say to each other, hey, let's pay attention that we are part of each other. We're encouraged to remember that God's love is extended to every culture and every place, and includes people from around the world. And this year, because the Mennonite World Conference was to focus on Philippians 2, we look at that one just briefly. To a small church, Paul urges them to be united with Christ. Be tender and compassionate, like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit and of one mind, humble, looking to each other's interests. We do that individually. We do it as church bodies looking across borders. He then quotes what we think was an early hymn, praising the humility of Jesus, who even accepted death, who was then exalted because of this, so that in every nation around the world, he would be honored, every language would praise him. So the way of Jesus is followed around the world, usually promoted in love, sometimes other motives. And either in their place or here, I have met followers of Jesus from six continents, including many who call themselves Anabaptists. I can tell you stories, and I'll tell you a couple. But I recently got to know Deb and Ralph Munsterman, who've been worshiping with us, and I asked them, when I'm finished with the boring part, to tell us about their experience in various parts of the world. If you go somewhere, you can follow a guidebook, if you want, and we do. We usually read them, but we also look for a personal connection. Often before we go, and we'll tell people we're planning a trip somewhere, and they'll say, oh, you know, or we know of, and we try to make a personal connection with someone there. We might stop in a small shop in Beit Jala, which makes olive wood carvings for 10,000 villages, or Hebron glass in the West Bank. We once carried a suitcase for an international student to Nairobi, and her father gave us a soapstone chess set in thanks. Once I stowed some drugs in my suitcase on a trip to Central America, legal drugs for a friend of a friend, on doctor's orders, to tell the rest of the story, but it felt daring to cross a border as a drug courier to get this necessary drug to a young woman. It was not at all like the Apostle Paul, though maybe I think a little bit, who sensed a call of God to go to places he had not been to before. He traveled personally further in the call of the gospel than all the other 12 from Galilee put together. A friend's theory is that it is partly because he grew up in a port city, emphasis on both, a city where he was interacting with people from various cultures from all over the place. He was much more comfortable interacting with people different from him than anybody else was. He was used to talking to strangers and going to new places. Paul's vision, which was not new in the sense that he saw it in the prophets, Paul's vision was that one day all people would recognize the God who created the world, who desires we all live in peace. And he helped to break those original barriers between Jew and Gentile, believing that God makes all people one. This is our hope. It's our future. Elusive and a long way off, it seems sometimes. And it may be troubling when we in a single nation cannot always get along well enough. Still, the testimony of our cross-cultural connections and international love is that there is a promise that if we of different cultures can get along, can meet in God's presence, it's possible that neighbors can as well. And that might be the best reason we get together in a place like Harrisburg a few years ago, to sing in other languages, to move a little bit anyway to other cadences, and to simply be and to worship together, to maybe go to Indonesia next year, who knows, or to remember for at least one Sunday. This fact that we are an international church and sing some different songs, we're not doing it paternalistically, like we have something to offer that's more important than what they will offer to us, or that we have answers that we're trying to peddle. Because when we relate to people of other cultures, I have found it to be true, we receive more than we give. It's possible too, I think, to love your own place, your own country, while loving other people as well. So, on this Sunday, we look to and acknowledge the many cultures around the world that make up the body of Christ. Some of us have gone or may go to some of those places, and I hope to some more. Or we may be open to guests, literally or virtually, from other places. So we sang one of those songs earlier. I had a flashback to Martin Kabongo, sitting next to me in choir in college and teaching us a song he grew up with in Zaire, because it was important for him to share something with us. And so we learned that song, which if I thought about it, I probably still remember. We also feel connected to those of different cultures in our own country, because that almost be may almost be as foreign as well. If we think of the hills of Kentucky, the plains reservations of North Dakota, the bayous in the Mississippi Delta. It's a wondrous thing that people created in God's image could look so different and speak so differently, could sing so differently, could speak languages that most of us don't understand, except for the bond of God's Spirit, which holds us together, invites us to see each other as brothers and sisters. Luke, in his 2-volume sequels, tells first in the Gospels about God coming to live in a particular place and time. And then in Acts, about how that place, that message, that Spirit of God included all people, the ends of the world. That's the whole picture. So easy for us, maybe especially these days, to focus on and ours and our place. But we still focus on the largeness of the world. We are a very small place on a very big planet. And this whole world is loved by God. So may this prayer from an Indonesian pastor guide us today. My brothers and sisters, let us keep our heart turned to God. Have the mind of Christ, free to live in love. Walk the Jesus way to cross dividing lines. Live in love and peace in our fellowship in the Lord Jesus Christ. May love and understanding be in our hearts and in the world. May peace and friendship be a place of refuge for us in the midst of storms. May we have the power to speak the truth, proclaim peace, and be compassionate. May we experience inspiration in the Holy Spirit, blessings and love from God, and peace from the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can join together in bringing righteousness, justice, and community to the world in which we live. Amen.